Reading for Pentecost is from Genesis 11. Now the whole earth had one language, same words. And as the people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, settled there. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks, burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. They said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. Let's make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower where the children of man had built. The Lord said, behold, they are one people. They have one language. This is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that their purpose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth. They left off building a city. Therefore his name was called Babel, because the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And for the Lord dispersed him over the face of the earth. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there was dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound a multitude came together. They were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya, Cyrene, and Rome. Both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling our tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean? But others mocking said they are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed him. Men of the Jew and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered to the prophet Joel. At last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all the flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, even on those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I shall wonders in the heavens above, the signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the Lord comes and the great magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of our Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him. We will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever doesn't love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, bringing to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I will come to you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced, because I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I've told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me. So that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. This is the gospel of our Lord.